Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This week's Destination East County includes a production of Stage Fright, a Craft and Harvest Festival, Oktoberfest, Fall Fest at Grossmont Center, and a Fair Trade Gift Fair.
Plus, we'll have a preview of coming attractions, including the Enchanted Garden Gala, an international jousting tournament, Haunt Fest on Main Street, and a trick-or-treat dog show.
Cajon Classic Cruise continues through October 28th in downtown El Cajon and features an amazing array of cars and different themes each Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. with free admission. October 14th will be El Cajon Speed Week, followed by the Best of the Best, October 21st and October 28th. The season ends with a trunk or treat. For details, see cajonclassiccruise.org.
Alpine Country Gifts and Crafts is hosting its 22nd annual Something to Crow About Crafts and Harvest Festival October 9th, 10th, and 11th. The event features crafts and homemade items, including owl nesting boxes at the Alpine Women's Club on Alpine Boulevard. The hours will be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 619-445-4212.
Lamplighters Community Theater in La Mesa continues its season with a mystery. Stage Fright opens on October 9th and runs through November 8th. This eerie tale focuses on a drama critique who is led by an attractive production assistant into a recently discovered 19th century theater. There, he is filmed an interview for a documentary on actor John Wilkes Booth, who once acted on these very boards. But when the critique, notorious for its venomous reviews, downs a glass of drugged wine, he awakens to find himself tied to a Shakespearean throne on a stage of the old theater. Besides an actress, he has savage in reviews, who is plotted murderous revenge. For tickets and details, you can visit lamplighterslamesa.com.
The Alpine Veterans of Foreign Wars will host a fall deep pit barbecue in Alpine this Saturday, October 10th, starting at 2 p.m. The menu includes beef, pork, and turkey with all the fixings. The event includes live music entertainment by Good Mojo Band from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and a live auction. Tickets are on sale at the Post at 844 Tavern Road in Alpine. Children under 6 are free.
La Mesa Fire Station 11 on Allison Avenue, next door to the library, will hold an open house for Fire Prevention Week on Saturday, October 10th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a free event to educate the community and meet and greet the Heartland Fire and Rescue Firefighters. The event includes disaster preparedness information and the fire station tours and more.
The German American Societies of San Diego is hosting its traditional Oktoberfest, which began last weekend and continues this weekend, October 9th through 11th in El Cajon. This family-friendly festival promotes traditional German culture, including entertainment provided by a German band, plus folk dances, games, contests, vendors, and craft stands, and a kids' fun zone. On Saturday nights, the clubhouse is open for dancing from 8 p.m. to midnight with live German music. You can also taste authentic German food such as bratwurst, ox on the spit, potato salad and potato pancakes, sauerkraut and red cabbage, plus a variety of German pastries and pretzels, and of course, German beer. There will be prize drawings, including a trip for two to Germany. This annual celebration takes place at the German American Society's headquarters on South Mollison Avenue in El Cajon. Free shuttle service is available from the El Cajon Transit Center. For more information, visit OktoberfestElCajon.com.
A Fair Trade Gift Fair will be held in La Mesa at St. Martin's of Tours Parish Hall on Sunday, October 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. This free fair will offer handcrafted baskets, jewelry, clothing accessories, chocolate, coffee, tea, and more. Fair Trade certification means artisans and farmers in the poorest areas of the world receive fair, livable wages for their products or ingredients, offering the public socially responsible shopping. In addition, production standards must protect the environment, build economic sustainability, provide opportunities for education and health care for families, and protect young children from forced labor. For more information, you can visit lamesafairtrade.blogspot.com.
Now for a preview of coming attractions. Grossmont College is hosting a free Latino film festival that explores Latino culture and history. The final film showing, También La Lluvi, inspired by the real-life water wars in Bolivia, will be shown on Tuesday, October 13th. The film starts at 6 p.m. at Grossmont College in El Cajon, in Building 26, Room 220.
Aztec dancers will perform in full costume at the main quad on Grossmont College on October 15th at 11 a.m. The dancers will explain the significance of their performance as it relates to the indigenous people who once dominated large parts of Mesoamerica from the 14th to the 16th centuries.
The San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce annual Women in Leadership Luncheon will observe its 13th year at the Town and Country Hotel in Mission Valley. The luncheon honors San Diego County women, recognized by their peers as exemplary leaders. Women will be honored in seven fields: arts, media, culture, business, education, academia, hospitality, government, defense, healthcare, and nonprofit sector. This year's nominees include our very own East County Magazine editor, Miriam Raftery. Nominees must be San Diego County residents and have demonstrated exemplary character, integrity, and outstanding leadership, not only in their field, but in their community. You can visit eastcountychamber.org for more information and to purchase tickets for the Leadership Luncheon.
La Mesa's Chamber of Commerce will present Fall Fest, a new festival to be held on October 16th and 17th at Grossmont Center in La Mesa. This event features country rock and roll music, musical artists including Brent Payne, winner of the Best Country Song of the Year Award at the Hollywood Music Awards in 2012 for his best hit, Now and Forever. He's nominated again this year for his song Midnight Prayer. A beer garden, food, and more are also part of fall festivities at this event. For more information on Fall Fest, visit lamesachamber.net.
A free concert at Mission Trails Regional Park on Sunday, October 18th at 3 p.m. will feature Yale Strom, an artist in residence at San Diego State University in the Jewish Studies program, a skilled violinist who also has a band called Hot Pastrami, in which he is accompanied by an accordion player. His primary focus is klezmer, Jewish music, and Roma, gypsy music. In addition to performing, Strom enjoys teaching his audience about the history and development of klezmer and Roma music. Mission Trails Regional Park Visitor Center is located at 1 Friar Junipero Cerro Trail in San Diego. For more information, visit mtrp.org.
The Water Conservation Garden at Cuyamaca College will once again be transformed into the Enchanted Garden during a gala event on October 17th. Wander a magical path through illuminated gardens as you enjoy ethereal music, delicious garden-inspired fare, and captivating entertainment. This year's theme is Water, More Precious Than Gold. The event includes a silent auction, seated outdoor dinner, and live program. Proceeds will support the garden's award-winning youth education program, as well as programs and services educating residents of all ages about conserving our most precious natural resource, water. The Water Conservation Garden is on the campus of Cuyamaca College in Rancho San Diego. For more information, go to thegarden.org/gala.
An international jousting competition, lifestyle camps from Rome to the Renaissance, and squires' equestrian skills are all part of the colorful lineup at the Tournament of the Phoenix and Festival of History. This event takes place Saturday, October 17th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Poway Rodeo Grounds in Poway. The event also features live music, food, demonstrations and displays, exhibitors, shopping, games, and activities. For more information or tickets, visit tournamentofthephoenix.com.
The 50th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival will be held October 23rd through the 25th. This year's theme is Those Were the Days. Borrego's Days Desert Festival has a long history of welcoming in the desert's peak season, enticing locals to come together after a long hot summer and to welcome snowbirds back for a warm desert winter. On Saturday, festival goers will line the main street for a popular parade that includes a flyover, equestrians, marching bands, floats, clowns, dancers, and more. There will also be live entertainment, arts and crafts, food vendors, children's activities, a beer and beverage garden, carnival fun zone and inflatable water slides, obstacle course, bull ride, and more. For more details, you can visit BoregoDays.com.
Get your costume ready for the 4th annual Haunt Fest on Main in downtown El Cajon on October 23rd from 5 until 10 p.m. Admission is free, but some rides will charge a nominal fee. This fun, family-friendly Halloween-themed event features live bands, a haunted car show, a variety of local vendors, and food available for purchase. Visit the special children's craft and game booths, face painting, outdoor movies, and enjoy carnival rides. You can also dress in your favorite costume and enter the costume contest for a chance to win prizes. For more information, check out hauntfest.org.
The Alpine Stagecoach Lions Club is holding a trick-or-treat dog show on Saturday, October 24th at Summers Pass Farm in Flint Springs. The dog show runs from 1 to 4 p.m. with the costume contest, prizes, trophies, food, and fun. Plus, you can visit the pumpkin patch to pick your jack-o'-lantern. All proceeds from this event go directly to purchase a seeing-eyed service dog for someone in need. For details, see alpinelions.org.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events sections online at eastcountymagazine.org.
Plus, if you have an event you'd like to add to our calendar, or if you'd like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.